Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, the water is hot, and we need to know how to catch them. So why not bring in a couple of guys that can help us on the bank and offshore? John Cox is a master frog fisherman, and he has the details on how we can get them shallow, and he's coming up later in the show. Young Robert G. can find them offshore, and he's going to tell us how as well. Plus, the 2026 Progressive Insurance Bassmaster Elite Series is out, and plus, the 2026 Bassmaster Insurance Elite Series schedule is out, and BASS Director of Events Eric Lopez will join us to tell us how the sausage was made. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Speaking of Phoenix boats, how about Robert G? He's a Phoenix guy. And when it comes to the heat of the summer and fishing offshore, Robert G. Now, look, we fished offshore for years in the heat of the summer, but, you know, now with forward-facing sonar, it takes it to a different level. Robert G. is very good at this technique. He's having a very nice season this year. He's hanging above the classic cut line. He can't screw around when he gets to St. Clair and to the Mississippi River. Right now, he's just kind of hanging just above the cut line, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Robert, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Good. How's it going?
It's fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I hope you got a plan. You got a good plan in place for St. Clair and for the Mississippi. You don't want to jerk around with this. I think you're sitting just above the classic cut line right now. You don't want to mess around too much.
No, I mean, I'm going to try to win one of them and then try to win the other one, honestly. That's my game plan.
Do you plan on fishing?
If I win the last one, I'm automatically
That's
in. But
true.
If I win St. Clair, I'm pretty much, you know, feeling good.
Those three EQ tournaments in the fall at Champlain, Wheeler, and Okeechobee also carry a classic berth with them. Have you thought about fishing those at all? You know, being an elite, you're all qualified to automatically sign up and fish those things.
Yeah, I think I'm going to fish those. When I seen Champlain on the schedule, I was like, yeah, I'll probably fish those. That's my favorite lake I've ever been to.
Really?
Wheeler and Okeechobee, not so much, but I figured I'd fish them just so to give me a shot at Champlain, you know?
Yeah, well, the money doesn't suck either, so, you know, those are going to be good tournaments. A lot of media coverage on them as well, so that'll be good stuff. It'll be interesting to see how many elites end up fishing those deals. But so let's talk a little bit about hot water, all right? It's that time of year now. We're talking about 85, 86. You're in Tennessee, 89-degree water, surface temp-wise. That means offshore. Now, for you, you like to fish offshore a lot anyway, but just talk about making that decision and what you're looking for in terms of being offshore with these fish that that move away from the bank.
Yeah, so as an offshore fisherman, like you said, I'm looking for anything off the bank. So whether it may be a hump, it may be a point, it may be a little creek channel, it may be a point of a creek channel, it may be a drain that's in the middle of the creek. But that's what I'm doing is I'm I'm looking with my electronics for fish off the bank.
Talk about the thermocline, because that's a thing now in a lot of these lakes this time of year. How do you identify where the thermocline is, and are you certain that everything below the thermocline is just a dead sea?
Yes. I've never caught a bass below the thermocline line. And basically, you can see it on your 2D, your downscan, your live scope, pretty much anything that's a picture of like the top of the surface down to the bottom of your sonar. And it looks like it's a clean piece of water and then a distinct line where there's just haziness. I mean, it looks like it's a different type of water on your graph. I mean, it'll show up. Sometimes you'll see and you're just like, dang, I wonder if my graph's messed up down here at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
No, that's the thermocline. And to my knowledge, there's no sort of life that can live down there.
Is there a depth that it would typically be? Let's say you're fishing 20 feet. Would the thermocline, could it be at 15 or 10, that shallow? Or there wouldn't be a thermocline at you know, 15 to 20 feet? You know, is it just over super deep water? You know, just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it definitely depends on the different types of lakes. Mm-hmm. So at one lake, the max depth could be 200 foot, so the thermocline is an 80 foot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're fishing a lake that, you know, is less than acre, if you're fishing a lake that's 1,000 acres or 500 acres, you know, mm-hmm. one of the smaller lakes, and its max depth is 35 foot, that's when your thermocline can be in, you know, 14, 15 foot. Usually, if it's a bigger acreage lake, you'll see it mainly down there in 30 or deeper.
Yeah, Robert G with us here. So that obviously, you know, there's no sense going in there and, you know, bumping a jig or a big shaky head or anything like that down there on the bottom if you're down below the thermocline. So tell us what you're looking for. You talked about some of the spots that you'll start at, you know, through map study, and then you drop that forward facing, and now you're looking for, do you have to have a bait ball, or are you just looking for schools of largemouth? You know, what is it that you begin targeting?
Yeah, so it really just depends on which kind of lake I'm at. If I'm here where I live near the Tennessee River, I'll spend all day just idling with my downscan and side scan, Humbird, Mega Imaging, looking for schools that are sucked to the bottom in the current. But if the lake doesn't have current, that's when I'll, you know, scan around points. I'll scan around and look for bait, like you're saying, and find fish that are actively chasing bait. So it just really depends which kind of lake I'm at. So like Norris Lake, for example, that's when I'll be looking at points and humps and just looking for bait in the channels in the creek drains and stuff like that. Whereas if I'm on Watts Bar Lake, I'll mainly be looking for brush piles on humps or schools on current related areas.
Yeah, and even though bait balls are, you know, that's an indicator, but that's not what you're throwing at. You're looking for fish, right? It's not just a matter of a bait ball. You want to see largemouth. You want to see bass moving around either, you know, under that bait ball, or sometimes there isn't a bait ball, but you see a school of fish working around on a point, correct?
Yes, exactly. So a bait ball is basically like an indicator, like a white bird during the shad spawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good sign that the shad spawn might be happening there, you know what I mean? So if you see a bait ball, you're like, there's a good sign bass might be working around in this area feeding. So it's always a good sign seeing a bait ball.
So what's on the deck? You know, we're talking about, okay, let's say whatever it is, that there's a thermocline and it's at 15, 18 feet, something like that. The water's 25 feet deep. You're not going to throw, they're not feeding down because of the thermocline. So they're more likely to be feeding up. Everybody talks about, of course, you know, shaking a minnow, and we get that, but there's got to be more on the deck than that. What are the different ways that you will attack those fish that you see, you know, on your sonar?
Yeah, so definitely the jig head minnow, but a jerk bait works great if you're fishing a really smaller reservoir where thermocline's real high in the water column. Mm. A jerk bait and a glide bait for those really big fish is really good. You just put a little lead wrapping around the hook so you can get that thing to sink a little bit on the fall. And man, those huge fish in the lake love a glide bait this time of year because they think it's just a big gizzard shad, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll come up from 5-6 foot away to come see it. The guide baits just has such good trawling power. It's unbelievable. But also, I mean, they will, if they are near the bottom, above the thermocline somewhere, I'll still throw my bottom bait. So
if there's no thermocline, so if it's 15 feet deep and you're not seeing a thermocline or anything like that, you can still go ahead.
Yeah, if I'm on a point and the thermocline's 16 foot, but I'm on the point and 15 foot or less, and there's a fish near a stump or a fish on a brush pile,
right,
I'll still throw my traditional big worm, big shaky head, big Texas rig, football jig, something as to that as well. It's just whenever you get out and there's a thermocline between you and the bottom of the lake, that's when you can't really throw anything that touches the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, stay above the thermocline. Robert G. with us here, East Tennessee pro and elite series pro that has hit the series last year as a rookie, had a great season, and is having a good season this year as well. Will anything push you to the bank in hot water, or are you not even giving it a shot? You're just going to stay out deep?
I mean, if I spend a good amount of time and have no hope and prayers to even catching one out there, that's when I go to the bank.
Yeah.
I might start in the bank throwing top water in the morning, but that's about it. I just love fishing offshore, man. That's just the way I roll, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, in the current issue of Bassmaster Magazine, Robert G did a Day on the Lake series that was done last summer about the same time of year. And he caught like 29 pounds of fish. And I think he threw back, probably his second stringer would have been about 28 pounds, probably. I mean, it was an amazing day with the amount of fish that you caught that were over 40 pounds. And you can learn an awful lot about his techniques and tactics when it comes to offshore fishing. Robert, we appreciate you so much, man. Go up north and tear them up a little bit. I think you're going to be all right. Robert, I appreciate you. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
All right, up next, the 2026 Elite Series schedule is out. Eric Lopez is the guy at the top of the heap there, and he joins us next on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, we're going to kick things off with exciting news this week with the Progressive Bassmaster Elite Series schedule coming out for 2026. We got this little gap in between elite events, and we get this big news here. And the guy that's responsible for it, but love him or hate him, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, he's the guy. It's Eric Lopez. He's the director of events, and I think they came up with a great schedule for 2026. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Elo, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
This segment always reminds me, we do this every year with you, and this reminds me of the Top 100 segment we do with James Hall every year, because there's always somebody that's not happy and somebody that's really ecstatic. So I imagine you only have nine venues plus a classic to go to, and you know, everybody would love to have Bassmaster land on their front porch. So I would imagine you hear a lot of that noise, you know, when you're developing this whole schedule and then once it comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to be thick-skinned in this line of work, any sport really, when you work on any type of scheduling. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we'd love to be able to go to every single location, every single state where we have fans, but that's just not possible. And we have conversations with some locations 3-4 years out. We're talking to some Elite Series cities right now about events in 2030. So we try to make as well-rounded a schedule and add some different locations. But yeah, unfortunately, there are some great locations that we have to leave out that we'll go back to 100%.
Yeah, we never know what the open schedules will look like. That's nine more tournaments, and then there's the Elite or the EQ schedules. There's three more, so there's plenty of opportunities for other bodies of water to be visited. But on the Elite Series schedule for 2026, this is fascinating. Starting out in the state of Alabama at two different venues that couldn't be more different, really, in terms of Lake Gunnersville and Lake Martin. But you're going to fish Super Bowl weekend, which is really great because the Super Bowl's not till 6 o'clock at night. We'll have the weigh-in and the champion and everything all determined long before the Super Bowl on Championship Sunday. But February 5th through the 8th, out of Scottsboro, where they have the beautiful new ramps there. They've done some great work at the store there, the tackle shop, the dock system. They just do a great, great job. And that ought to be a meat fest in the first week of February at Gunnersville.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to go back. You know, a lot of people associate us with the state of Alabama. We're based in Alabama. It'll have been 5 years since we were in Scottsboro last on Gunnersville. And we haven't fished it this early in the season. So even though we've been there, granted 5 years, it's like you said, it's going to be a hog fest just by moving both those events up, the one in Alex City at Lake Martin to February. So we can't wait.
Yeah. Now the Alex City one, I fished the last open that was there. That's just the scenery around that lake, the homes and everything else. It's gorgeous. But this is a lot of deep water, a lot of clear water. When we fished the open there, it was a different time of year. It wasn't February 12th through the 15th. So you go back-to-back in Alabama, and, you know, that ought to be a very interesting event as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex City is a great spot. Last time we were there was about 8 years ago, and we fished. We started the season there, so it was a little chilly. This is a little bit earlier. To be honest, I think this is the earliest that we really started the Elites in a number of years. So it will be a different type of fishing. Alex City, they're going to put on a great event. I think it's their 150th anniversary of the town. So they really wanted a partner and a reason to start off a year-long celebration. And they said, what better way than by doing that, by bringing the Elite Series to town.
That's one of, I believe, two back-to-back deals. What kind of input did you get from the anglers? Do they like the back-to-back, or do they prefer to have at least a week in between tournaments?
A good portion of them do like the back-to-backs. There's a lot of behind the scenes in terms of planning for us and for the anglers as well. A good portion of them do like the back-to-backs because it's easier, it's less travel in terms of getting from point A to point B. They're relatively close. It doesn't always work out. Sometimes that changes. If you were to ask some of our anglers if they like back-to-backs, they're going to say no. But we meet with them and from as of right now, the collective seems to be in favor of back-to-back. So when we can make it work and we try really hard, we'll definitely do that.
After the Classic, which is March 13th through the 15th in Knoxville, where we know they're going to put on a great show, they always do there, then it gets really interesting because you go off in March, the last week of March, and go into the Tennessee Tombigbee River, and they fished an open there last year, which was run within eyesight of the ramp, really. There's so much water, though, to fish there. But going to Columbus, Mississippi, I don't know, when was the last time an Elite Series event was in the state of Mississippi, if ever?
Yeah, we were in Richland, Mississippi, I think it was 2017. Okay. The last time we were there. And that's the only time that we have been in the state of Mississippi. That's when we were on Ross Barnett. And we're excited about adding a new location. We try to add new locations. To go to a new body of water, there has to be infrastructure in place. I mean, we have hundreds of people behind the scenes, whether that's the anglers families, the staff, the media. They all need places to stay. They need hotels. They need to be able to rent cars. They need to be able to get there. So we'd love to go to some smaller locations that don't have the infrastructure. We just can't fit in our current format. But Tombigbee and Columbus, Mississippi handled the open with ease. And they're like, we have the open now we want to go after the elites and they did. And we're excited about it to see how it goes.
And then it's off to Muskogee, Oklahoma, the Arkansas River. Denny Brower's last win, I think, was at That's the Arkansas right. River. I mean, and again, a new venue that you haven't been to in a long, long time. And I hear it's been really good the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've done some nation events. The last time we were there for an elite was 16 years ago. So they have made a lot of improvements, and we're trying to, again, move as west as we can. And this is a location that works well. We were just in Tahlequah this year, and we've been having conversations with Muskogee and again with some nation events that work really well. They're like, we want to highlight the elites and we'd love to highlight the area on our television coverage. So no, this is an exciting one. And again, one that we haven't been to in a long, long time.
Back to back in May, Lake Murray and Santee Cooper, probably post spawn, but still some spawners laying around. But that's going to be really good. And those have been very, very popular tournaments over the last few years.
Yeah, these are locations that we get feedback from the pros. They say it on stage. Almost all of them say it on stage when they weigh in. Like, we can come here every single year and have a great event. So it's been a few years. Great spots, a great part of the country. Back to backs. I mean, it's going to be a slugfest from what we've been hearing. So it's always good to be in South Carolina.
Pasquotank River last year, record setting win by Kyle Welsher, some 45 pounds or so. But the story there was Elizabeth City and the way they embraced, the Bassmaster and the Elite Series. So going back to Elizabeth City this time in mid-June.
Yeah, that was the main feedback that, well, we got a lot of different types of feedback from the pros, but one of the consensus was we need to be there a little bit later in the year. We had a great tournament. People came out. There obviously were challenges on the water. Again, we've said it before, these guys are the best and they need to fish different conditions, set of conditions, and the Pasquotank Albemarle Sound presents that 100%. People love watching it on TV and seeing how the anglers interact. And the town of Elizabeth City is excellent. They have a great asset there, and they're trying to figure out how to promote fishing and draw more attention to it. And like, what better way to do that than by continuing the relationship with Bass?
And then of course the New York run is back. the Lake Champlain and the St. Lawrence River with a week in between, which is really kind of good. I mean, you know, that's kind of, if there's a place you're going to go have a summer vacation in August, that's where you want to do it, you know, where you can be up there for 3 weeks and have a week in between these two. But Champlain is Champlain. And then going out of Clayton puts the anglers right by the lake where everybody wants to go anyway, and they don't have to run 80 miles to get there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just said it. Years ago, the Big O was off limits, and it no longer is. So do you talk about a different type of tournament? It's going to be a great way for us to wrap up the season. Having that break in between, I mean, that's something that you try to avoid if possible. Date-wise, we would not have been able to go to the state of New York if we there was no scenario that presented going to New York this year or in 2026, that allowed for a back-to-back. We're going to Plattsburgh first, Lake Champlain. You know, historically, if you're watching, we tend to have weather issues, and the past few years we've had to extend that event by a day. So that week helps, and you know, we have other tournaments and other events, and and maybe something will work out as well to fill that gap. But we think people are going to love seeing what happens in New York again.
It's a great schedule put together by Eric Lopez and his team. Eric, you guys knocked it out of the park, I think, and I can't wait for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I do have to say, I mean, you know, my name is associated with it in a lot of circles, but we have a huge crew here at Bass that I'm able to fall back on, including and most importantly, the tournament department. So Chris Bowes, Lisa Talmadge, and everyone who makes up the tournament department, but also people like Davey Heights, I mean, former classic champ. So when you hear this and you're like, how does the schedule making process work behind the scenes? All those people are giving feedback. The anglers are giving feedback. So I have nothing to hide. I'm not sitting here in my office saying, this is where I think I should go.
Right.
So it's talking to people like you. I said earlier that we're having conversations several years out.
Yeah.
Anglers send me texts all the time. And I'm like, you know, make the introduction and we'll speak to the city and see if we can make something happen. So it really is a very large team of people behind the scenes. I'm just the only one willing to go on your podcast to talk about
it. Well, I don't know about that, but we know
I'm
to go
kidding.
To the top. We know to go to the top. And I am always sending a little text to Eric. Hey, what about this? Hey, get off of that. Stop playing during stop fishing during a U.S. Open. You know, and we have a lot of fun with
exactly.
that. Great guy. All right, Eric, I appreciate you, man. I'll see you.
Thanks. Take care, Tom.
Coming up next, can I fish a frog in 90-degree water? John Cox tells us how right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I promised in the open, a little, listen, summertime, you got choices. It's not just deep water. It's deep water and shallow water. And if I'm going shallow water, I'm talking to John Cox, who's just kind of, he's just cruising his way through another top 20 season in the Bassmaster Elites. I'm sure he's looking forward to going north and hitting St. Clair in the upper Mississippi River. But, man, if I want to go shallow and I want to throw a frog or do something shallow, I want to talk to John Cox about how we can do it, even with this hot water. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. John, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm doing great. Wonderful.
You enjoying a little break that you got here before you head to, St. Clair?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a little weird. I found myself my first couple days off to doing a lot of pacing and wondering, feeling like I'm supposed to be somewhere and just hanging out. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, the water, you know, in the South now and in a lot of places around the country, it's into the 80s, the high 80s in some places as well. And, you know, everybody thinks that, okay, they've gone deep now. Now you got to go deep. You got to turn on the forward facing. You got to try and find them out there somewhere. You keep fishing shallow. Let's talk about that a little bit, about resident fish that stay shallow. Do you feel comfortable 86, 88 degree water? Do you still feel comfortable going in and finding them in the skinny water?
Oh yeah. I mean, it does get a lot tougher, you know, in summer times, but you can also, some of my best tournaments have come in the summer when the bite's been really tough and just, you know, something happens with either, you know, we get a lot of rain, it cools the water down, you know, or just, you know, different stuff that, you know, makes the fishing great when it gets hot.
Do you feel like there are certain fish that just stay shallow no matter what? I mean, do they come up or do they just stay shallow, you know, all year long?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there are some resident fish. You know, anytime you have any kind of like shade, whether it's like lily pads, you know, submergent grass, docks, overhanging willows, a lot of those fish can actually live there through the heat. But what I try to target are those ones that slide up to feed and then go back to deep water. Those seem to be like ones where in tournaments you can do a lot better.
If you're looking for good shallow water spots, do you want deeper water nearby? In other words, you know, say you got willow grass around the rim of a lake and, you know, and it's 3 or 4 feet or 2 feet, you know, way up in there. But behind the boat, it's still 12 or 15 feet deep. Do you find that that's the best kind of shallow water that you're looking for?
I do think a lot of times you do need some of that deeper water just for them to retreat to, because sometimes, you know, especially down south, that water will get almost into the 90s sometimes. And I don't know, you know, there was a study done. You remember Doug Hannon? He did this,
The big bass
this study, you know, where he put these bass in this tank. And I remember this as a kid. And one end of the tank, the water was like, you know, 70-something degrees. Whatever, the other end of the tank was like 90 degrees. And his study showed that those fish liked that, you know, 81, 82 degree. That's where they hung out in the tank. And, you know, I think that is like, you know, I think when you have Florida bass, because I think a lot of these studies were done in Florida. I think when you have Florida bass, you know, that they might prefer that 80 degree a lot more. But just because it gets so hot down there, you know, you get in the 90s a lot. But I feel like when I start getting further and further north, or an out of Florida, you know, and it just seems like those fish, I feel like that preferred temp is that, like, you know, mid 70s, you know, and anytime you can find that with current, springs, shade, whatever it is, I just feel like the fish really like to group up in those areas.
All right, so we know about the matted grass. We know about throwing, you know, rat fishing is what they call it at Gunnersville, you know, where it's all matted and so they have that natural shade. Let's say that you're in a lake. You're talking to people now, the guys that don't have a lot of grass in their lake.
Yep.
What about just straight shade, overhangs? And does it make a difference if you go into these pockets and throw around whatever it is, wood or whatever, just underneath shade? Could it make a difference in terms of the temperature of the water?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think of it when you're out in the direct sunlight, you know. I mean, I think of sometimes when I'm at my kids' sports games and stuff, and, like, you know, you're out there just baking. You try to find any kind of shade you can, you know, just because it's just a little bit cooler under there. Yeah. And the bigger the object or structure, whatever, with more shade, the cooler it is underneath. And it's just like that for fish.
Yeah. So you're talking about, in a lot of cases, you're skipping a frog almost back there. Talk about that technique a little bit too, because, you know, a lot of us can skip with a spinning rod, but, you know, it's a whole different deal skipping with a bait caster, and a frog skips so good. But just talk about your technique, like when you set it up, and you're going to skip that thing in there a little bit, you know, how much tension you put on the reel and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when I'm skipping that frog, I really like the walking swamp lord when I'm skipping.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it doesn't, you know, the popping one does okay, but sometimes that cup will actually catch the water a little more. So the walking one, to me, is my favorite for skipping. And pretty much what you do is you just adjust your brakes on the side of the reel to just a little bit more. So, you know, on a long cast, you know, usually have it wide open, less break. When you're doing skipping, you want to just give it a little more braking on the side of your reel, and even your tensioner knob, you can tighten it just a hair, just so you don't get that, you know, that overrun. And, mm-hmm. You know, usually I'll one skip it right before the dock or the shade, and then shoot it back a good 6-7 feet.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah,
it works really well.
Frogmaster John Cox with us here talking about the different ways. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sponsored by him, but I will say this. After you did the damage you did with the Swamp Lord at Wheeler last year, uh-huh. I went and bought a couple of those. I said, I got to get a couple in white, get a couple in black. Talk about what makes you make the decision on color, whether you go, you know, light or dark.
Well, it was wild about that frog. When we got that thing, I thought to myself, I said, man, what can you do to make a hollow? I mean, all the frog, you know, you can make them softer, have better hooks, whatever. But for some reason, that fish, that bait catches fish like crazy. Mm-hmm. And, man, what I like to do is if it's like, if we're getting like shad spawns in the morning, you know, we're mm-hmm. like that, you know, not super, super summertime. I'm going to go with a white one. If it's raining, I'm going to go with a white one. But what I like to do, really low light in the morning. Sometimes they just get on the black one. I don't know what exactly it is. I don't know if it's what they're eating or not, but sometimes they'll just really get on that one. And my third favorite one, is definitely if you're throwing, and when I know that bite's on too, I'll pick a bluegill color and I'll throw it around. And man, if their bluegills are coming up behind it and they start following that mm-hmm. frog, you know something's fixing to happen. So that's usually that sign, you know, when you need to pull that one out for sure.
Now, do you feel like, I mean, a swamp lord, you're thinking about grass and muck and cheese and whatever on top. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like that you can still throw that frog, you know, in an open water situation, blowdowns and so on and so forth? Or do you go to popping frog more when you have an open water scenario?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of open water frogging, probably almost more than in the weeds, which is crazy, but it's, and especially in the summertime. But I do like the walking one, but there's something about that popping one sometimes when that water gets really warm and they need a little more time, to even just call them over. And that's where that popping one seems to really excel, is in that, open water situations.
Do you weight your frog at all? Some guys will put a, stick a light weight into the frog to help in with castability or to get it down a little bit deeper so it's not being pushed away when the fish blow up on it. Do you do any of that, or do you like it sitting high and light?
Yeah, I mean, I used to weight them some, but now I used to be a big, like, use one frog, and then get a new one the next day or whatever. But when I'm mat fishing, I want to use, I want the most beat up frog that I have because I want that sucker filling up water. I don't know if you guys ever looked at any of the pictures where I'm catching them, in the tournaments on that frog and you see the cast, there's this shot that they get where all this water is coming out of the frog and it looks like, you just see the stream of water coming, you cast it. And that's when you know when that frog's broke in. When you're mat fishing and it's taking on water like that, just that being able to sit lower in the mat when they come up to hit it, usually they won't knock it out of the water as much. That water weight in that frog will keep it in the mat more. They'll get it really good.
So you don't drain it as much as that, because I'm always draining mine every time I fish. So you don't drain it.
Good stuff.
Now, what about speaking of pro tips? What about modifying the hook at all? Do you bend those hooks out a little hair, or do you like the way it comes? Right out of the package.
So we used to bend them out all the time, but when Bobby Lane, we were working on that frog. He nailed it, great hooks in both of them. I don't do anything. I take that frog out of the pack, tie it on, some 50-pound braid and it's good to go.
Yeah. John Cox with us here and that. Now here's a key part. You mentioned a shad spawn and so on. And of course now when it's getting really hot, that's kind of going away as well. Do you put it away? I mean, is there a time of day? Okay. It's 8:30 in the morning. That's it. I'm not throwing it anymore. Or will you throw it in the middle of the day?
Oh yeah, I see, that is a problem that I have is when I pull it out, it's usually in a situation you see the area, you're like, ooh, I bet one would eat a frog right there. And if I get a bite there, I'm pretty much doomed the rest of the day because I'm not going to put it down, which sometimes is great. Sometimes it goes really well. Sometimes it's an hour before weighing and I haven't had another bite on it yet.
Yeah.
So, it's hard, but I mean, it is probably one of the most exciting favorite bite. I mean, it doesn't get any better when you're walking that. It's almost like that. There's a group of guys that swim bait all the time.
Yeah.
There's a group of guys that are just want a frog all the time. It's really special when they start eating that thing. It's pretty neat.
John Cox with us here. I was fishing with Derek Remitz on Gunnersville. Oh, this must have been 10, 12 years ago. And he really kind of taught me about the follow-up. We were fishing matted grass October, over the top of eelgrass all laying down, and they would miss it, and then he would immediately go in there with a follow-up. Do you have a follow-up strategy if one splashes at it, misses it? Do you go back in there with something else? What do you like to throw in there as a follow-up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so like matted grass, really thick cover. That's where I'm taking, the Max Scent Stank Bug, 1/2 ounce weight. And I'm just, wherever he came up, I'm flipping it. And a lot of times I won't go right through the hole. I'll try to pick right around the edge. So it's kind of, it's not just coming right in where the hole he blew up, but just very close to it where it's still kind of going to surprise him going in. And then when I'm open water frogging, I always have the general tied on anyways. And
yeah.
When one misses that, throw the general over there and catch him on it.
John Cox has been our guest, and he's getting us all excited and telling us, don't put the frog down, fish it all year round, fish it all summer long. Doesn't matter how hot it gets, you can keep throwing that thing. Unfortunately, I don't think you're going to find many opportunities to throw it at St. Clair. We'll see, but at the Upper Mississippi, you will. You definitely will. You will there.
Yeah, boy, St. Clair, you could really catch the largemouth on it, but it won't do you any good.
Yeah.
But I'll try. I actually, when we get there, I have to take all that stuff out just because of that, because the largemouth fishing is so good there, but you just can't compete with them. So I take all that out of the boat and
just not to be tempted.
Save it for the following week.
Yeah, I hear you. John Cox has been our guest, having another great year, top 15 in the points. John, good luck up north, and we'll be following you, man. Keep it going.
Thank you. Thanks. Sounds good.
I appreciate that. That's John Cox, and he's always willing. Vacation doesn't matter. He's always willing to come on the show, and he's a man after my own heart with that frog. That's for sure. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Florida has tremendous bass fishing. So does Texas. And neither are on the 2026 Progressive Bassmaster Elite schedule. Alabama and New York are also outstanding, and they were not visited this season, but will have two events each next year. The point here is, with just nine elite events, bass cannot get everywhere every year. And building these schedules takes a lot of time, and it's done years in advance. Now look, it's a great schedule, and we'll see what the 11 event opens and EQ schedule will look like soon. And with the high school and college events as well, there's certainly plenty of love to go around. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.